And welcome back. It's midday. I'm Tom Hall. Last Sunday, Fraser Smith, one of Baltimore's most respected journalists, passed away after suffering a stroke on April 11th. Fraser was WIPR's senior news analyst and a fan favorite of listeners to WIPR and readers of the Baltimore Sun and the Daily Record. Here's an essay that Fraser broadcast in November of 2015.
We struggle for emotional traction in a mad world. Want to get away? You can always try. Last weekend, we headed for Southwest Pennsylvania, 3.5 hours away, depending on who's driving. The cousins have a camp there. Immediately, the children demanded a hike. To the bear cave, they whooped. They were building a child's world of fun with a soupçon of fear. What if we were to catch the bear napping? One of us thinks about the Syrians hiking, haunted by bombs and dictators. The woods challenge us. Where is the footing benign? Where treacherous? The children clamor over the rocks. Be careful, we shout, as if that would really help anything. Our vague path parallels a beautiful creek, the light captured in the various falls and changes of direction. This water, unlike the waters faced by migrants, proposes small risks. Can we still jump? Do we have any residual balance? There is this. We're on our own. We can go back. There are no entrepreneurs offering costly rides in overloaded rafts. What calming stories could the refugee fathers tell their children? Do they speak of the city of lights just ahead? Just beyond the waves? You can do this, they say. We can make it. Hold my hand. In Pennsylvania, we cover less than a mile in gorgeous fall weather. We are free and blessed. No one has ever seen a bear near the beloved uncle's camp, but they are there.
They are there. Fraser Smith, in one of his weekly essays, from 2015. We want to spend some time remembering Fraser with two people who worked closely with him here at WIPR and at the Baltimore Sun. Suni Khalid was the news director at WIPR from 2003 to 2012. He is currently a freelance journalist who's working on a couple of books and living in the Bay Area. Suni, welcome back. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you, my man.
Joel McCord is WIPR's current news director, where he works with our news team, and Danielle Irby, WIPR's executive director of news. Joel, welcome to you as well.
Thank you, sir. And can I say that essay was just the perfect example of what an elegant writer Fraser was.
Yeah, he certainly was. And Suni, your reflections on the loss of your good friend.
You know, I've been out here for about 8 years, but Fraser and I remained in contact with each other. I talked with him about a month ago, and he was more than a colleague. We worked for 4 years at the Baltimore Sun. We didn't know each other well. And then he came on the year after. I helped start the news department at YPR. And he was, you know, a tremendous journalist. And he was an even better human being. And what I think about is he could always capture the moment. You'd see that twinkle in his eye. And that's when you knew he knew something that you didn't know. And he wanted you to know that he knew it. But I was, you know, ostensibly the, you know, his boss. But, you know, we all called him chief. You know, we all had the meetings in his office, not mine. And I just think about all of the things that we accomplished, you know, all the series, award-winning series, documentaries, specials. And Fraser was that sage, you know, who gave us the needed word at crucial times. And he was just a decent human being. And, you know, he was my friend. I loved him. And I miss him. He is beloved by tens of thousands of people, by tens of thousands. We either read his words or had the privilege and honor of sharing time with him, as Joel and I did.
Yeah, beloved indeed. We've received a number of messages about Fraser. This is from Fred Rasmussen at the Baltimore Sun, a longtime colleague of Fraser. Fred writes, "Fraser was a very facile writer, gifted with a good ear for a yarn or a good tale. He knew his way around a story, saw its possibilities, and ran with it. He was a fine craftsman. As a person, Fraser was humble, modest, and really, in so many ways, a Southern gentleman. He was a splendid colleague who was always interested in your work and always very encouraging. It was an absolute pleasure and delight knowing him and working alongside him." And Joel, you also worked with Fraser at the Sun, and then you were here at WIPR in the nascent years of the news department. How did he and you, for that matter, you know, make the transition from print to broadcast?
Well, it was a tricky transition. I never had to think. Neither he nor I ever had to think about sound before, and the idea of tape. It was all taking notes furiously as people spoke to you. But he did it. He did it well. And I think he, you know, was able to express himself so well. And I've gotten emails and voice and Facebook messages from folks who talked about how they miss hearing his voice on the radio.
We have a note from Mark Steiner, who posted this on Facebook. In part, he says, "Fraser and I were colleagues and friends for almost 30 years. He was an old school journalist, not interested in befriending the powerful, or as he always said, quote, never put a politician on a pedestal. And he didn't. And he suffered the wrath of men like William Donald Schaefer, a gifted writer. Yeah, a gifted writer, a decent human being, a gentleman with a quick and deep sense of humor." That's from Mark Steiner. And Fraser, he ended up writing what most people think as the definitive biography of William Donald Schaefer, didn't he?
He did, and that was may have been one of his finer works, because he had a lot of inside sources from Schaefer's own staff, and he put together this marvelous bit that I've been trying to find again and I can't, about Schaefer's madness, and not madness like he was crazy, but the way Schaefer handled things and made people bend to his will. And it was just a wonderful piece of reporting and writing.
Yeah. And SUNY Khalid, we have a note on Facebook from the Reverend Kevin Slayton, who says, "There are lots of people I enjoy talking politics with and on occasion, but none better than Fraser, a man with a sincere heart for equity." He wrote also a wonderful book about Jim Crow and Maryland. So equity and, racial equity was top of mind for Fraser throughout his life, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. And that was exemplified in some of the series that we did, 54, the Brown versus the Board of Education. That was our first series. We brought in Sarah Mobley Smith from NPR, and Joel remembers that. That was a tough haul, a tough slog. And Fraser was right in there. You know, he rolled up his sleeves. Then we did 6-8 Fire last time. We did The Toll. We did Growing Up Baltimore. And Fraser was right in the middle of all of that. He thought that it was important. You know, I think when he and I both worked at the Baltimore Sun, which was essentially a mainstream white newspaper in a city that was becoming increasingly African-American, that the editors had become tone deaf. Fraser was never tone deaf. And when we got our chance to run the news department that, of course, Mark Steiner helped found, in fact, it wouldn't have been news department if it hadn't been for Mark Steiner, We were able to land our weight, use our experience. And of course, we looked to Fraser. One of the finest things, I think Joel can tell you this, one of the finest things I think that the news department did was the making of Maryland's governors, which was essentially recounting the gubernatorial elections going back to Spiro Agnew in 1966. That's when Fraser could use all of his experience, his expertise, his skill. And he had a great voice, just it calming, soothing wise. That's still one of the finest things that I think we did. And, You know, in radio, basically what you try to do is you write to set up the sound. But Frazier was the sound. His voice was the sound. And, you know, I miss him. I think everybody else misses him as well.
Yeah, I so like that formulation, Sooner. You're exactly right. Calming, soothing, and wise. He was wise. One of my great favorite memories is anchoring election coverage here at WIPR with Frazier as our analyst. And so these results would come in, and he would just right off the cuff be able to deeply and beautifully sum up what it meant for the state, what it meant for whatever jurisdiction we were talking about. And it was just always fascinating. And Joel, you and I are both recovering musicians. We have a note from Bill Nirenberg, who says, "I'm feeling a big loss with the passing of Frazier, a friend and travel companion. We were on the BSO UK tour in 2018, a gentleman in every way and a hell of a smart guy who could see through things as if he had Superman's X-ray vision." He was a huge fan of the BSO. He did a number of great stories about the Orchids program
there. He did. I remember them.
Yeah, music was very, very important to Frazier, wasn't it?
It was indeed. You know, I run into him frequently at BSO concerts. He and I had not talked about it outside of that, but I'd be going to the concert, and oh my gosh, there's Frazier across the way. So yeah, it was important, very important to him, and one of the things that he really loved and enjoyed. And I'd forgotten about the BSO trip he went on. That was a great memory.
Yeah, it was about 3 years ago. And Sooner, you know, you mentioned what a great colleague he was. We have a note from John Lee, who's on the current WIPR news team, who says, "Frazier was the perfect colleague, always supportive, always willing to take the time to talk to you. I will cherish the times we got together for coffee and hashed out local and state politics. It always reminded me of that saying, he's forgotten more than I'll ever know." And that really was, I mean, his knowledge was encyclopedic, but his graciousness and his willingness to mentor and to help everybody else in the newsroom was really extraordinary, Sooner, wasn't it?
Yeah, we were a team. I mean, it was the news department was started with myself, Melody Simmons, Mindy Mintz, Art Bust, Aaron Henkin, and it grew. But we really didn't become a team until Frazier and Joel came on board, and of course Mary Rose, the great Mary Rose Madden. You know, she was the cub to all of us old men. And she quickly surpassed all of us in what she could do. She's a dynamo. And we really were a team. You know, we got along well together. You know, we saw each other outside of work. And I've been in the business for more than 40 years. And I think the 10 years I was at YPR, the 9 years I worked alongside Frazier and Joel and Melody and Mary Rose Madden were probably the best years of my career.
Yeah, Mary Rose posted this on Facebook. "I was lucky enough to learn by Frazier Smith's side and somehow wise enough to listen to him sometimes." He helped build a mighty, though small, newsroom that crafted local stories about communities and politics. We have a note from Patricia Fanning, another Sun veteran who's now working at the National Museum of Dentistry here in town. She writes, "In mid-2015, I had the privilege of working with Frazier on the series about the Southwest Baltimore Partnership. What a lot of reporting he put into it, given that it was an 8-part series. Chatting with the baker in Pigtown, talking with teens in Holland's Market, interviewing UMB officials about community engagement, old-fashioned shoe leather reporting." And Joel, we'll give you the last word here. It's that sense of the importance of knowing the individuals, knowing the people on the ground that make the community tick. That was a real hallmark of his work, wasn't it?
And that was what I got from Frazier, making sure that you understood the people that you were writing about, what made them tick, how you could get into their heads to figure them out. He was just marvelous at that. And he could pass along so much information. You know, one thing I wanted to throw in real quick, you mentioned other reporters talking about his being a mentor. I've been hearing from reporters who were in the State House. They didn't work for the Sun, but they were rookie reporters in the State House who were talking about how Frazier helped them and was great with advice for them. So, yeah. You know, there was that terrific amount of knowledge and ability to get yeah. inside that he passed on to the rest of us.
Yeah, and graciousness even to his competitors. Fantastic. Suni Collett and Joel McCord, they are colleagues and friends of Frazer Smith, the former senior news analyst here at WIPR. Suni, thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Good to talk to you.
Pleasure.
And Joel as well, thank you.
Thank you for having me, Tom. My pleasure.
That's it for us today. Coming up tomorrow, analysis of President Biden's address to Congress with Pierre Thomas of ABC News and a conversation with Ian Millhiser, a senior correspondent with Vox. He's got a new book called The Agenda, How a Republican Supreme Court is Reshaping America. We'll have complete coverage from NPR of President Biden's speech tonight at 9. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a great day.
You're listening to your NPR news station, 88.1 WYPR.